It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
First thought on the Wednesday morning after the first big Tuesday primary of the 2022 midterm elections, let's go progressives. It was a pretty good night for the good guys. Let's start in Pennsylvania, where current Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman easily beat centrist Connor Lamb to take the Democratic nomination for the Senate seat being vacated by the retiring Pat Toomey. Fetterman, now recovering from a minor stroke last week, got 59% of the vote to Lamb's 26%, winning every county in the state along the way. The question now is who Fetterman will face in November. The race on the Republican side is still too close to call. With 94% of the vote in, Mehmet Oz has 31.3% to Dave McCormick's 31.1%. Pennsylvania has an automatic recount if the margin is in with 0.5 percentage point. By the way, Kathy Barnett, the ultra-right-wing spoiler that everyone expected, came in a distant third with 24.8% of the vote. In the Pennsylvania governor's race, a Donald Trump sycophant, far-right election denier, January 6th participant, Doug Mastriano, won, pitting him against the Democrat, Josh Shapiro, who ran unopposed in the primary. And before we leave Pennsylvania, progressive state representative Summer Lee ran in the House Democratic primary for District 12 against a corporate, deep-pocketed attorney named Steve Irwin. Despite almost $3.4 million spent against her by AIPAC-aligned groups, with 95% of the votes in, she's in the lead. It's tight, only 450 votes separating them, but this is a major historic victory. Another big progressive win came in Oregon's 5th District, where Jamie McLeod Skinner handily defeated the incumbent Democrat obstructionist Kurt Schrader. You know, the guy who's been called the Joe Manchin of the House. With only about 61% of the vote counted, she's beating him 61 to 39%. Still not convinced about Schrader? Well, he cast a key vote to block the Democrats' promised drug pricing legislation and worked to water down the measure. That was before he played a pivotal role helping Republicans kill Joe Biden's Build Back Better bill. Yet, for some reason, Biden still endorsed him and insisted, quote, when it has mattered most, Kurt has been there for me. Really?
Come on, man.
That's why we can't have nice things. Anyway, a super PAC controlled by a big pharma front group spent over $1 million to boost Strader, who also benefited by $800,000 in spending by a pro-Israel PAC called Mainstream Democrats PAC. But wait, it gets even better. A big and very welcome story is emerging one district over in Oregon's 6th, where we heard horror stories about a crypto billionaire's attempt to buy the election. Despite the Protect Our Future PAC and the House Majority PAC, a group that's led by Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, they spent a combined $13 million in one Oregon primary race. However, State Representative Andrea Salinas appears to have beaten Carrick Flynn, the candidate who all of those PAC dollars were pushing. The margin is a whopping 38 to 19%. Oh, and a quick update from North Carolina, where Madison Cawthorn was eaten by his own, well, defeated in his primary by State Senator Chuck Edwards. How's that Donald Trump endorsement working for you, Cawthorn? You don't have to answer. The FDA on Tuesday authorized giving the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccination booster to children aged 5 to 11. Those kids will be eligible for the third dose of the vaccine at least 5 months after they receive the second dose. And that's important because we've now passed that milestone. More than 1 million people have now died of COVID-19 in the U.S. since the pandemic start. Experts believe that the true toll of the disease is even higher. About 3/4 of all COVID-19 deaths have been among seniors, according to CDC data. Last week, President Biden issued a proclamation marking 1 million deaths and ordered the American flag to fly at half staff, writing that the nation, quote, must not grow numb to each sorrow. And yesterday, the White House also announced U.S. households are now able to order an additional 8 free at-home COVID-19 tests. Just go to covidtests.gov to fill out the form. And finally, they're here. Two military officials testifying Tuesday at a congressional hearing on UFOs that they had now had about 400 reports of sightings that they can't explain. The House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence held its first public hearing on UFOs since 1968. That was followed by a closed session where technical details of sightings could be discussed without breaking military secrecy rules. And as of this week, the Pentagon's new Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group has an official pick to run the office investigating the incidents. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.